And most of all, for the love that you've given us, Father, through your Son, Jesus. And Lord, as we prepare our hearts, we just we lay down the things that we've kind of carried into church and the baggages that we may have. And Father, we lay them at the foot of your cross. And Lord, we pray that you would just come for us and just be here. That we may just worship you in spirit and truth, Father, today. Would you like to stand? Just going to sing this this chorus.
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the order? Bringing beauty from ashes.
Let's just have a few moments of prayer, just to think about what Bo's been telling us, and just begin to think about how we need to change ourselves, really. Just pray that God changes our hearts so that we are open to love other generations, to love each other, to help us not be as cynical, and to give us more faith, not in ourselves but in God and what He can do in our lives. Shall I just stand? All I want to and work less now.
Let's sing together, it's wonderful. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God, that is love that goes on and on, endures forever. And that's love that's poured over every single one of our hearts, which has called us into your family. And you give us that love freely. And freely you call us to give that love out. So that all will know the name of Jesus and be saved. So that in your presence they will find healing and truth and love and forgiveness and grace and mercy and hope and justice and freedom. And stand before you and worship you, God Almighty. We thank you for your great and amazing love. So let's pass that on to our generation, to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation, until you come again. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us.